This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Oh, Diddy. Bad boy for life. Yeah, and maybe locked up for life as well. We'll have to see how that all plays out. Innocent until proven guilty as of our recording. No charges against Diddy, but that may change at any moment. Joining me to discuss, former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis, the latest, at least as of our recording. It seems every week there's new things that are popping up. So who knows? There'll be more about by the time someone sees this. From Vibe Magazine, editor Danielle Smith, back in 1997, going way back, talking about threats that she's going to end up dead in the back of a trunk from Diddy, and then going as far as stealing a server from Vibe Magazine, because they want to make sure that the best image of Diddy comes out on that cover. You know, just normal music industry stuff. I guess maybe it kind of was at that point in time. What's your thoughts on these new allegations, and how do you think this is, if at all, is going to affect the case and the investigation into the sex trafficking charges and such against him?
No, certainly no narcissism there, making death threats to a magazine editor because they're not using the right photo that you want. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how self-absorbed to do that. And how many people has he threatened? How many people has he allegedly victimized? How many enemies has he made over the course of decades? You know, most people, that they might have one or two unpleasant interactions over the course of several years. We've got people coming out of the woodwork left and right. You know, it's at least over 10 people alleging that he's engaged in misconduct. And it just doesn't stop.
I mean, clearly he lived a life of feeling fairly untouchable, considering they literally walked into Vibe and took a server. I mean, in 1997, that's a big thing. It's not, I mean, today you can fit it like, you know, in a credenza or something, or in your back room. That was like part of a room in 1997 to go in there and take something like that. Yes, not narcissistic at all, but clearly able to get away with things. And the fact that, you know, he threatened her life, saying he's going to see her dead in the trunk of a car, something that at that moment in time was a fairly plausible thing, considering we just saw Tupac being murdered. And there was a lot of allegations, there still is, that maybe he had a hand in that. I'm very curious to see what we're going to find out in the Keefe D trial, if Diddy is brought up into that at all. So it's a very serious threat. And if you just want to continue on with your life and not mess with the idiot rap producer who's doing these things, you might just shut up. You might be like, whatever, we're not going to avoid doing a lot of stories on him, but fine. I just don't want to mess with this. So there's a lot of people who kept their mouth quiet. And I'm wondering, I mean, we're just now beginning to hear people come out and speak about these sort of things publicly. Is there going to be just a cascading waterfall of these once he is officially charged and arrested, if he's officially charged and arrested?
No, I think so. I think that that will sort of give empowerment mm-hmm. to folks to come forward,
yeah.
to show that, hey, if you make a claim and it's substantiated, that you could at least have the opportunity for justice. You could be heard. And I think that folks were probably intimidated before, probably disinclined for a number of reasons to come forward. But now if charges are brought, it sort of legitimizes the victim outcry process for folks and may encourage more folks to come forward.
It's really, I mean, these are folks who have been brave enough to come forward while he is free as of this moment. And yes, I think that's going to very much change the dynamics, because it takes a lot of the power away from him. It's not that he's not going to have his goons out there if there still are any left. But I think that number is dropping by the day.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And you know, he is on his heels now. You know, it's not the same Diddy who was allegedly involved in, like, you know, holding people off of balconies and threatening people's lives and, you know, physically assaulting women and what have you. And, you know, he's this powerful monster. I think he is much more meek at this point, much more, his resources have diminished without question. His support has diminished. And so he is less of a scary, ominous figure to come out against now.
I was kind of surprised to see that he's, at least last week, is in Italy, traveling abroad, seeing the sights maybe before prison. The fact that he went international traveling, I know there's nothing, nobody says he can't do that right now, but the fact that he is, isn't that, I would imagine it'd be quite a flight risk at that moment in time. Do you think that there are authorities watching him around Italy as he goes and has pizza and pasta at the Italian Olive Gardens?
Yeah, I mean, the international travel is surely a red flag, and that's a potential risk of slow playing these charges. You know, the federal raids of his homes happened months ago, and it wouldn't be uncommon to bring a charge shortly after a raid. Now, here they're going the grand jury process, takes some time, but there's a risk that someone with his power and resources could abscond and could just go to some place from which it's hard to extradite someone back to the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was wondering right away. I'm like, there's these horrible, horrible charges against him, or not against him, but they're investigating if they do end up being true. He's out of the country, apparently kind of going wherever he feels like at this moment in time. Who's to say he doesn't just completely disappear and we never hear from Diddy again? I mean, he'd be a hard man to hide, but even, you know, in countries that do have the lesser chances of being extradited from, he would still be recognized unless, you know, literally just really plays it low for the rest of his life somewhere.
Well, that, Tony, or there's, you know, there's at least rumors of people who tried to disappear, who had money, and who changed their appearance, who got plastic surgery, who literally turned into a different person. And that's not outside the realm of possibility for Diddy. He has the resources. There was a tech founder not too long ago who had disappeared with a bunch of, I believe, cryptocurrency, and they thought he died, but there's an allegation that he just got like facial surgery and different hair. And could Diddy do that? It's possible.
Is he going to go to the mysterious island where Tupac still lives?
That's, you know, I wish I knew what island that was. I'm not so sure it exists in reality, but I'm not so sure Diddy exists in reality for the most part.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.